Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head bird wrangler and trail boss bull with DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 35 for 2020. What was happening in the calendar week, August 22nd through August 28th, in the great American Old West? August 22nd, 1889. Deadwood Dick, Nat Love, married, and a year later went to work for the Pullman Company as a railroad porter. He later worked for General Securities Company in Los Angeles, California. He died in Los Angeles, 1921. A top hand, an all-around real cowboy, this man knew a who's who of the Western icons and was liked and respected by all. His 1907 book, The Life and Adventures of Nat Love, better known in the cattle country as Deadwood Dick, is one of the finest books ever written about the life of the American cowboy. Now, even so, as with most old-timers, you're going to need a little salt here and there, but tip your hat. August 23rd, 1962, Edmund Hoot Gibson, Richard Gibson, died at age 70 in Los Angeles, California. Bronc rider in Dick Stanley's Congress of Rough Riders, circa 1910. Rodeo performer, all-around champion at the 1912 Pendleton Roundup, an actor, director, producer, soldier in World War I, stuntman, sidekick, silent and talky Western film star from 1910 through 1960. A few films, Pride of the Range, Silent 1910, His Only Son, Silent 1912, Action, Silent 1921, Flaming Frontier 1926, The Riding Avenger 1936, The Law Rides Again 1943, and The Horse Soldiers 1959 with John Wayne. Inducted into the Western Performers Hall of Fame at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma in 1979. Tip your hat. August 24th, 1880, the passing of Ute Chief Ouray near the Los Pinos Indian Agency, that's on the Southern Ute Reservation, Ignacio, Colorado. As a young man, he had fought against traditional enemies, Kiowa and Sioux. Then he became chief of the Tabarbash Uncompahgre Ute in 1860 at the age of 27. Astute and aware, Ouray saw his world was to be overwhelmed by the oncoming white culture and expended great effort to save his people and their way of life. Respected by both sides of the culture war, save perhaps the most militant of his own tribe, his wisdom and skill at language and negotiation certainly saved lives on both sides. His early death at 46 years was a great loss to his times. He was buried in a secret location by his people. This was one of the great ones. Look him up. Tip your hat. August 25th, 1919. McKinney gang leader John William Young McKinney takes his last breath in Prescott, Arizona. Born in 1853, take your pick. Soldier for 6 years, an interned outlaw, rustler, thief, gunman, gunfighter, killer. He led the gang, also known as the Rio Grande Posse, in the El Paso Salt War and the Lincoln County War. Did time for cattle rustling, later served in Cuba during the Spanish-American War, and finally became a successful miner in Chaparral Gulch, Arizona. August 26, 1873. Susan Blow came from a well-to-do family, believed in education, and she became a teacher with a penchant for innovation. After the Civil War, she traveled to Germany, where she was captivated by Frederick Froebel's work with young children. Froebel called it kindergarten, a garden of children, with teachers, gardeners. She saw children learning language, math, and science conceptions through play. Blow founded the first public kindergarten in the U.S. in St. Louis, Missouri. She traveled and wrote extensively to promote the benefits of kindergarten. She wrote, quote, "If we can make children love intellectual effort, we shall prolong habits of study beyond the school years," unquote. At the time of her death in 1916, over 400 communities included kindergarten in their public school programs. August 27, 1859, the world's first oil well in Titusville, Pennsylvania is drilled by Colonel Edwin Drake, and the search for oil will move west. August 28, 1930, Dayton, Washington. Dead at 76 was Sergeant Frank Finkel, who laid claim to having been the lone survivor of the Custer Massacre. We'll have to look this one up. This is program 35, 2020. All the amazing material presented here, copyrighted by oldwestdailyreader.com and R.W. Dark Moyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to travel back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in oldwestdailyreader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.